Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. America sounds the alarm about the dawn of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Every time the Ummah takes a step forward toward liberation from the yoke of colonialism weighing heavily on its chest and seeks to liberate itself from Western hegemony, Western powers sound the alarm, fearing that the efforts of the Ummah's sincere believers would culminate in the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, as given glad tidings about by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus America and its crusader alliance mobilized after the fleeing of the tyrant of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, and the entry of the revolutionaries into Damascus. They sent envoy after envoy, both senior and junior, representing their governments to contain the event that America and its crusader alliance considered momentous. If matters get out of hand, the consequences will not be good for the kuffar. On the eastern side of the Islamic world, in Bangladesh, America and its agent, India, have been closely observing the situation there with great concern after the fleeing of the tyrant Hasina, fearing that the situation there would turn in favor of Islam and its followers. They know that Islam is the only option that the hearts of Muslims around the world, including Bangladesh, would turn to if they were left to their own devices, without the interference of the rulers of Muslims, the agents of the West. Therefore, America sent its man, Muhammad Yunus, from exile to contain the student uprising that forced the Bangladeshi army to depose the tyrant Hasina and smuggled her into India. In an interview with the Indian television channel NDTV, Tulsi Gabbard, the United States Director of National Intelligence, claimed that the persecution and killing of religious minorities in Bangladesh and the, quote, threat of Islamist terrorists in the country, quote, are rooted in the same ideology and objective, which is to rule or govern with an Islamist caliphate. Now, these statements came after Hizb Tahrir Wilaya Bangladesh organized a Khilafah march on Friday, March 7, 2025, to remind people of the destruction of the Khilafah and called them to work toward the establishment of a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. The march was also an open letter to the country's people of power and protection, urging them to grant Nusra material support to Hizb Tahrir in its effort to establish the Khilafah Caliphate upon the anniversary of its destruction, despite the interim government's brutal suppression of the march. This did not help America's man. The interim president of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate and a loyal friend of former U.S. President Bill Clinton for 40 years, his interim government enjoyed the blessing of the U.S. government, having met with former U.S. President Joe Biden in New York. Agents of the colonialists strive to live up to the expectations of their masters, so the response of the interim government of Bangladesh to Tulsi Gabbard's statements went further than expected, stating that they were, quote, "This statement is both misleading and damaging to the image and reputation of Bangladesh, a nation whose traditional practice of Islam has been famously inclusive and peaceful, and that has made remarkable strides in its fight against extremism and terrorism," end quote. The interim government of Bangladesh and its deep state are fully committed to the war on Islam and to preventing the return of the Khilafah Caliphate in the country. This commitment is not new. The commitment is rooted within the Bangladeshi political medium, which has not changed with the fleeing of the tyrant Hasina. Instead, the deep state has maintained its old loyalty to the West, communicating with Western embassies and colonialist powers and receiving guidance from them, just as it did during Hasina's time. Therefore, its response was a refutation of Gabbard's statements, which implicitly accused them of negligence while they were doing their utmost to fight Islam and suppress the da'wah for a Khilafah Caliphate. What the rulers of Muslims, including those in Bangladesh and its deep state, fail to understand is that America is horrified by the mere mention of Islam in Muslim countries, while America often confides in the rulers and rarely declares it openly. It takes the da'wah to resume Islamic life in Bangladesh and other Muslim countries seriously, not as a joke. The United States director of national intelligence in her country, know full well that Islam is the noble, civilized alternative to their greedy, corrupt Western civilization. If the advocates of the Khilafah Caliphate were left alone with the Islamic Ummah, it would embrace the Dawah, choose Islamic ruling, and pledge a bay'ah to its Khalifa, Caliph, to rule in accordance with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the policy of America and its Crusader alliance was a preemptive policy based on demanding that their agents and followers in the Muslim countries further isolate the Dawah from the Islamic Ummah through bans, persecution, imprisonment, and oppression with all their might, just as the Quraysh did with the master of humankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they boycotted him sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum, tortured them, banned them, and spread lies among the tribes about As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one, the trustworthy one, and about his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's da'wah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowered his deen and made it prevail over all religions. And the matter will soon be the same, inshallah. In the case of the carriers of the da'wah to the Khilafah, even though America and its intelligence chief detest that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
They wish to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only allow His light to be perfected, even though the disbelievers detest that. Surah At-Tawbah 32. It remains to be considered that our people in Bangladesh and the sincere in the Bangladesh army are being targeted by the forces of the Kafir West. These forces do not wish them goodness, which is manifested by the return of Islam and the ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Therefore, they are striving to prevent their closeness to the da'wah carriers for the establishment of the Khilafah. Therefore, they must understand the threads of this conspiracy and strive to thwart it by working seriously with Hizb al-Tahrir. Likewise, the sincere in the Bangladesh army must rush to grant Nusra to the Hizb before America succeeds in empowering its agents in Bangladesh and perhaps even returning the tyrant Hasina to power once again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا يُوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Neither those who disbelieve from the people of the scripture nor the mushrikeen wish that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His mercy for whomever He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the possessor of great bounty. Al-Baqarah 105. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.